But now then you don't even know them. You don't even know your neighbor.
How long have y'all been living right here?
About 10 years, uh-huh. I guess.
Where'd you move this house from?
We moved it from off in the river down yonder.
What was the name of the place?
Bus Reed Place.
Uh-huh.
I bought it from him, bought this house from him. Moved up here. It was a rent house down there.
Were y'all living in it down there?
Mm-mm. No, I never did live in it before.
Up towards Direct?
No, right straight north here. Down here to the other side of Garrett's Bluff. Be about nearly right straight north from where.
Mm-hmm. You tell me where you lived at, where you put that house right across from Noel's place.
Oh, before we moved here,
mm-hmm.
Before we lived there, we lived right up here at Crossroads.
A mile up the road.
About a mile up the road up here, a little further.
Did y'all know that have a whole lot of new people moved into this area?
Well, there wasn't any house here but this one when we put it here. That's how come we put it here.
Well, none of them now up here. That's why
there wasn't no house along here nowhere. We was on the house here. See? And that's how come we put it down here. We bought this place because we...
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be for the seven, I guess, after a while it'll... I think there are 10 houses been put here since we put this in here, besides
yeah.
it.
Where are people moving out from Paris, or...?
Moving from everywhere. They come, some of them from California, and some of them from back east, and that house, that second house down there, them peoples are from, where was that? East somewhere. Where was that at, Johnny?
Well, Hostel was moving this one right across the road, was living there, was from Washington.
Washington, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But they was, them people from Washington, and they're from Arrowwood. They come from Arrowwood.
His daddy still owns that across the creek.
Now, there's one trying to come from California down here now, wanting to buy an acre off Nesson down there. I told him he wouldn't sell. Wanting to buy an acre off that. Hostel had come up here yesterday. Wanting to buy an acre for him. Trying to come from California here. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Used to, this place was literally covered in people.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's houses that now, where there's one house, it was 20 houses. Mm-hmm. To where there's one now. They lived all over this place. Just about every 2 or 3 miles down the road, there was a house, a farmhouse. That's back in the 30s and 40s. Back in the 20s and 30s. And when the Army came, it shut a bunch of them out, and they started leaving out of this country, and they all left out. See, we had two schools. We had one down here at Belt. We had one up here at Post Oak. And two schools going, and they was, and they had three. And one down at Belt. One down at Garrett's Bluff, one at Belt, and one up here at Post Oak. Three schools. Now they ain't in our school there. And they bus them down yonder, but man, it would have taken 5 or 6 buses to haul them kids.
Did you ever tell them why they call that the Army camp?
What?
Why they call that the Army camp? Did he ever tell you what?
Army camp?
Yeah.
Well, because that's World War II. When they come on, they
that's
build this
they
camp
come
here.
Out and practice it.
They build this camp here. They,
that's game reserve now. Pat made Lake and made game reserve out of it.
It's a game reserve now, but they had an army camp. See, that's where they trained the soldiers at. Camp Maxie over yonder. They bought the whole country up in there. And people had to move out, and then everybody just started leaving out. But they was houses everywhere, boy. There's a place right down here called Rawhide, and they had a school down there. I forgot that, and they had a school down there. And there was hundreds and hundreds of people in this country. And that's what I can't understand. That's what I can't understand. Where's these people all going? There's more people now than there was then, and there ain't nobody raising anything. You can go plumb from here to where you live, and you don't see nobody raising nothing to amount to anything. And used to, all this was in cultivation. They raised everything. And now they don't raise anything, you see.
Well, they can't.
Just a few cows, that's all it is. Just a few cows. And down in Shakota Bottom, they raise a few soybeans and cotton. And that's all it's raised in this country.
Half people up
and it used to be peanuts, sorghum, and everything. They raised everything here. And now they don't raise anything. And I drove plumb from here to Richmond, Indiana,